Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Higher than the sky, and the Lord is just going to keep on blessing us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My prayers are with you and your husband and your family. God bless you mighty, 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 mighty in that miraculous.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural power of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Amen.
We receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And 40 days of prayer and agreement. You all, prayer is so important. We were on together, touching the grid for the last 40 days from January the 1st to February 9th, which is today, for 40 days at the same time, at the set time, believing and trusting God to meet us right there. And I want to talk about something today. Why prayer is important, you all. Because it's a form of service. Prayer is important because it's a form of service. I want you to understand the divine as the action of helping or doing work for someone. And system supplying a public need or to perform routine maintenance or repair in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly why prayer is important. We are interceding for others. It's how we help someone else. Prayer can repair an emotional wound at its core. Prayer is a system that can meet the public's need and get the structure. The scribe is nothing for maintaining our spiritual well-being. Amen. So do nothing selfish or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. This is what the Bible tells us in the book of Philippians, you all. Chapter 2, verse 2 through 3. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Job 42 and 10, it says, the Lord restores the fortunes of Job when he prays for his friends. And the Lord increased all that Job had twice twofold in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew 5 and 44, you all, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So prayer is important because it's an act of obedience. We are called to pray, you all.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
What is my cause like? Am I praying? Am I taking the time out? Day in and day out, am I praying? Because prayer, again, is important. It is important to the life of the believer.
Lord.
Amen. It is important, hallelujah, because
Amen.
It's an act of obedience. We are called to pray. The question is, are you praying? God designed us for you all. We are designed to pray. It's built into our very existence because we are created in his image. God's image where we're on to mimic you all. Christ-like behavior. Jesus prayed. Jesus prayed to remain in the Father's will. So as Christ, you are imitating.
Yes.
Prayer is necessary to remain in his will also. So for the 40 days that we'll be praying together, understand, touching in agreement, the power of agreement. Amen. Touching in agreement.
Hallelujah.
40 days has been powerful. It's been restoration. It's been healing, deliverance. It's been breakthrough in our lives. Amen. Because we came to pray.
Amen.
Amen. You always hear the saying, a family that prays together stays together. And I want you to know that things seem to fall apart and seem to be chaotic. When you can pray, you can feel that thing right away and get back to the place of loving. The Bible says in Mark chapter 1:35, before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. So if our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was praying day in and day out, he was always in prayer, communion with the Father, we too are called to pray. The question is, are you praying? The Bible says in John 17:1, my prayer is not for the world, but for those who have given me because they belong to you. Amen. We are called to pray, and I'll say it again. If you're not praying,
Amen.
What are you doing? The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 14, they all met together and were constantly united in prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, several other women, and the brother of Jesus. You must be praying. God has called us to prayer. People in the land today. I need you to understand today, the Bible tells me we will humble ourselves and pray. Not just humble, but humble ourselves and pray. And he will answer our prayers and heal the land. The Bible says in Acts 2, verse 42, you all, hallelujah, all the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing their meals and giving the Lord's Supper and to pray.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Prayer God is important because it's the solution. Prayer is an avenue to resolution. The prayer to find the answer to a problem. It provides insight to a dilemma to all in important decisions in our life. The Bible says in Jeremiah 43:3 that ask me and I will tell you a remarkable sequence of you do not know about these things to come. So we must be praying in order to receive that information. Amen. The Bible says in Luke 11:9-10. Amen. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive the what you ask. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and everyone who knocks, the door will be open to you.
Hallelujah.
In prayer. How do I do that, Pastor? In prayer.
In prayer.
Today
that's
we
right.
Hear this all the time, quoted online and social media, and I'll say it again. 2 Chronicles 7:14, you all. Because God has been praying to me, come to me, come here. I want to do a work in you. I want to do a work in this world, but I need my people to humble themselves. 2 Chronicles 7:14, as we've been praying these 40 days, standing on the word of God. The Bible says, it is my people who are called by my name, who will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
Yeah.
I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and restore the land. My eyes will be open, and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. What are you going to do? You are required to pray. So these 40 days were essential. They were important. They were detrimental to the believer's life because if we're not praying, what are we doing? How are we communion with God? How are we having an intimate relationship with God?
My Lord.
If we're not in prayer.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I understand you're reading the Bible, but are you praying to it? Are you communion with it? Because anybody can read the Bible and memorize scripture. But are you taking that time out to pray to get an intimate cross relationship with God the Father?
Yes.
And then you've got to be praying. Prayer is important because it's communicating with God. Since the beginning
right.
of time, God has been talking to us. We're just not always in a place of state where we can hear him. Amen. Even Adam and Eve enjoyed sex with the Father in the garden before and after their sin. See, it is and has always been his desire to share his thoughts with us, his promises, his guidance. If you desire communion, if you desire this with the Lord, you have to communicate only with our Lord God in prayer. See, prayer is necessary to be able to communicate with God.
Yes. Yes.
You have to come believing, amen. The Bible says in Genesis 1:28, then God blessed him and said, be fruitful and multiply. The Bible says in Genesis 3:9, then the Lord called to the man, and where are you? See, he was always communing and talking, you know, with Adam and Eve in the garden. So if you want to have that kind of relationship so that you can hear from God and you can commune with God and have that conversation with God, you have to be in prayer.
Amen.
You have to be praying. You are
praying
because it's how we make requests. Prayer is
that's
important
right.
because this is how we make requests, you all, to our Father. Amen. God delights
Amen.
In us, you all. Understand it. Don't let the devil deceive you. God delights in us. He loves to bless us and shower his favor upon us when our desires line up with his desires for us. Amazing things happen, you all, when we line up. So your presence is Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I need
you. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
I line my life, Lord God, according to your will, your way, and your purpose, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in Matthew 6:6, but when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. We don't
Hallelujah.
Not only your praying and communion with others, but coming aside by yourself with a pure heart. With believing faith, amen, in praying to your heavenly Father, our Father in heaven. The Bible tells us that he then will reward you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit helps us, oh God, in our weaknesses.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So you understand, we don't have to go to God on our own in prayer. We don't have to go by ourselves. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:26-27, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For some, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed with words. And the Father who knows our hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, but the Spirit pleads for us, believers, in harmony with God's own will. Amen? So yet you don't have, rather than James 4:2, yet you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. Prayer is important because it's how we promote the kingdom of God. Prayer is important because it is how we become wiser.
That's
Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Prayer because it's how we gain power and confidence. Amen. Prayer is important because it's how we rebuke the devil. Amen. Prayer is important because it's how we cast out demons in our lives. Amen. Prayer is important because it's therapeutic. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer is important because it's evidence of a right relationship. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's right.
So, hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you all. God bless you all. So don't think, hallelujah, don't think that you can live this life without prayer.
Yeah.
Make sure you're praying.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor
yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead. My Lord, my God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer.
Hallelujah.
It is one of the, it's probably one of the most important things that you can ever do in your life is talk to God, and God tell you to talk to him in prayer. See, it's the will of God for your life, for you to be built, for you to be powerful, for you to be confident. But some of the reason why that we're not confident is because we're not in prayer. We're not talking to God daily. We're not communing with him. We're not getting into his word. Because you get into that word of God, it's that word of God that's going to become your new language. And your new language, you're saying what God has already said. You're going around and saying, well, God, will you say it? See, anytime that you say, God, will you say it, and you're saying this here in prayer, you're reminding God that this is what you promised me. And because you promised me, I believed it. And I believe it, and I have confidence. Because I have confidence, I have power, and I'm going to keep on talking to you. And I know that every single thing that I'm saying is going to come to pass in my life because you've already done it. Pray to God. The Bible tells us over here in Psalm 34, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So God's word should continually be in your mouth. Prayer should continually be in your mouth. The Bible tells us that we should pray without ceasing. That means that we should talk to God without ceasing. Because the minute you stop talking to God, you better know that Satan is going to get to speaking, or you might start getting to speaking yourself, saying things that God did not say. So you're going around saying stuff that God did not say. You're putting yourself in a place where you are powerless when God have blessed us. You can't come to the throne of grace. You can't come to the throne of grace just any kind of way. You can't come to God any kind of way. You got to come in the name of Jesus. But see, you got to know that. You got to know what God said. That's how we come to God every single day of our life. And we thank you, Father God, that you made it a way that we can pray to you every day, all day. See, this is that communication that you want to have with us. And
yes,
we thank you,
Lord.
Father God, that we grow and we mature and we develop a new prayer life. Those that were in these 40 days, you have developed a stronger prayer life. You have developed confidence, you know, knowing to talk to God, you know, what to say to God, and knowing what God is saying to you. So we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray. Pray.
Pray.
Pray, church. Pray.
Pray without ceasing.
Pray. Every single day, wake up in the morning. Pray.
Yes,
you got
Lord.
The Holy Spirit that's living on the inside. Pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. This is how
yes,
you loosen power. You're having supernatural favor. You're praying in the Spirit. You are a supernatural being. But see, you got to know that you are a supernatural being and to pray in the Holy Spirit. You got to know that.
Yes, Lord.
Ephesians 6, it tells us that that Satan that he's going to be here is going to be in those evil days. And when you're going to be in those evil days, to put on that whole armor of God. You put on that whole armor of God so you can stand. So pray, put on the arm of God and stand against the wild devil. Pray, and it's over in Ephesians 6, it says in prayer and all supplication. You are representing Christ every single where you go. You're representing
Jesus.
Him. So you pray to God,
yes,
asking him for instruction. Pray to God,
yes,
asking him for direction. Pray to God,
Jesus.
Asking him for permission. Pray to God,
Jesus.
Every single thing that you do. Before you do anything to me, pray to God, ask God, can you do that? Can I say that, God?
My God.
And he will answer you. God
yes,
bless
Lord.
You. And may God keep
my,
you.
My. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Pray, and pray.
Amen.
Pray, and pray. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Right now. What is your prayer life like? Am I praying? Am I
yes, what
God
it looks like?
You with God, so I can hear from God. Am I hearing from God? Am I hearing another voice speaking to me? Amen. See, when you get in that place and you make prayer your life, your lifestyle. Amen.
Yeah.
Then you can discern when the enemy is speaking. Amen. But if you only pray some of the time, how many? This is how the enemy works. This is how he comes in disguise, and you're thinking you're hearing the voice of God, but it's the enemy speaking. How many sweet words that you want to hear?
Hallelujah.
Me to do this because you're not in communion with God, so the enemy can speak at any time and you'll move speaking as God. Hallelujah.
That's
in
right.
The name of Jesus Christ. So you got to ask yourself, what is my prayer life looking like today? Amen. So
yeah.
Ask God in the name of Jesus Christ to increase your prayer life and understanding how important prayer is. The Bible says, you all in Philippians 4:6. Hallelujah. The Bible says, pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Amen. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:12-13, when you call upon me and come and pray for me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, amen. We got to seek him with all our heart, amen. Not half-heartedly,
amen.
Not with a troubled heart, hallelujah. But seeking him always with all our heart. Believing when we come to God, trusting God to do it. You know, and just confessing where we are, where we at, because God already knows. See, prayer is quite simply, hallelujah, simply conversation with God. What a joyous spirit
that's
that right. We have to be able to speak to him, the Almighty God, all sovereign God, amen, whatever we desire. How could you ever get enough of those times with him? That is a question. Meet with him often to talk about your life. Tell him your troubles and leave your words at his feet, amen. Confess your sins to him and receive his forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Tell him how much you love him and how grateful you are to be his sons and daughters, amen. He's always ready to listen.
Amen.
But are you ready to speak to God? Hallelujah. Are you ready to commune with God? Are you ready to take the time out? Hallelujah. Because, again, you don't make time. But you can take time that God gives you.
Amen.
Why would you not give God the time who gives you the time, amen, to be able to take time?
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God, see, there is a great need in your life today. So you got to ask yourself, is there a great need in your life today? Right now, here
there
today.
There is.
Some of you have struggled with it, can't seem to find the answer for it. God says to bring it to him, not just once, but again and again.
Yes.
Keep asking, keep reminding him of his promises. Like a child who campaigns for a new toy or what they need and want, and never to give up. Seek God and keep on seeking him. He hears you each and every time, and he rewards your persistence and your patience after he proves your heart. See, God has to prove your heart.
I need you, Jesus. Yes.
Is it you want God or you just want the things of God? You just want his things.
Yes.
Do you just want his things? Because God knows. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask Sister Connie,
thank
I want to give her an opportunity to shout. Hallelujah. Sister Connie, go ahead and open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead.
Yes, I just
Sister
want to
Connie.
Shout. I just want to shout that I did not get my procedure done today, but we will reschedule. She had to reschedule, but I'm feeling fine. So it wasn't like it was something that had to be done. It was just something for a pre-check for the cancer. So I'm good. But
amen.
I want
to
just thank
God.
Just thank God again. You know, I've had some difficulties getting around the last couple of days. My truck is down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I trust God. I'm on my way shortly to get some parts, and it will be up and running. And I know he's going to make it so I can get back to work on time and everything. So thank you in advance.
Amen. We trust God with you right now. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
That's an honest.
Thank you, Father God.
Testimony.
We know that you're God, a turnaround. So, Lord, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you divinely intervene right now concerning your daughter Connie and turn it all around for her good. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you that it's already done. In
Jesus Christ's
mighty name, to God be the glory. We thank you all for tuning in today on the show as my husband. He's a guest here. He just kind of pops in, so I can appreciate the time that he's able to pop in and bless us with the word
my
of
Lord.
God that God has put on his heart today. It is always a privilege and an honor to share the platform with my husband, my God-given husband. Amen. I mean, you can say that my God-given wife, my God-given husband. Amen. Not the one that we went out there and picked by ourselves, and then we're going through so much and in and out, and we can't get to the point of prayer. But I thank God for the man man of God today. Amen. God bless you. I love you. I thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone. You all, we did. I do want to apologize. We did change our restoration service to Saturdays to give everybody else an opportunity to be on. Those that are working, we want to be able to touch, you know, the lives of more people. So giving everybody a greater opportunity to be able to be in attendance on Saturday, second Saturday of each month at 12 noon. So tell a friend, family member. We'll send that flyer out if you haven't already received it. We thank God one more time for what he's doing, what he's done,
yes,
what he's about to
you.
Do in the life of those that believe
thank
and trust
Jesus.
Him. We pray that God will continue to use us more great and mighty for the work. Amen. For the great work, the kingdom work, for we are kingdom builders. May the good Lord in heaven bless all. May God bless you to prosper. We bless you all right now to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended
yes.
for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as
yes.
Jesus Christ does. We bless you to go in your spirit and draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God
Amen.
For you. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Have a good day.
All I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I
yeah.